On to item four. Consider and take possible action to adopt the...
Is it a Betamax?
David, did you have something? You had your light on. Okay. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Yes. Okay. With that, we'll move on to item four.
And is John the...
Yeah. So at the last board meeting, we had Siegel here presenting the evaluation report. We have Siegel here again today to ask any questions. I'm going to hand it over to him.
Okay, John.
To John
Welcome.
Monroe.
Okay, good morning. I'm John Monroe from Siegel Consulting. If you recall, me and Paul were here 2 weeks ago. We went through the valuation report, the December 31st, 2018 valuation report. At that time, we mentioned there'd be one revision to the report. That's a result of the actual audit that's currently in progress by Chiron. So we've now made that revision in the report that you have today. And the revision, it affects cost group 12, which is a small cost group that has one employer, the Rodeo Hercules Fire Protection District. And this revision, the valuation report now reflects the fact that the non-enhanced safety tier A members in that cost group, they stop contributing after they reach 30 years of service. So those members, after they reach 30 years of service, their member contributions stop. So we've reflected that provision revised valuation report that you have today. It's our understanding that that is now consistent with how that provision is now actually administered in practice. The impact of the change on that cost group number 12 was to increase the employer rate by about 2.3% of compensation. There was also an increase in the COLA member rates for that cost group due to the change. The overall employer rate for this cost group is still decreasing by about 7% of payroll as compared to last year, even after reflecting this change. So that's the only change in this report as compared to 2 weeks ago. Open it up to any questions.
So, John, I have one question. So I know other cost groups in the past, notably cost group 3, used to have that 30-year cutoff as well.
Yeah.
Is this a result of the enhanced provision, or do you know why that changed?
So as far as a 30-year provision is concerned, for general members, it applies, but only if you're hired before 1973. So there's not a whole lot of those people still working, hopefully,
right.
Okay?
Yeah, right.
For safety-enhanced members, it applies regardless of hire date.
Gotcha.
Okay? But our new understanding is now for safety non-enhanced members, which there's only 13 of them in the plan, and that's only Rodeo and Hercules Fire Protection District, that they get the same provision that the safety-enhanced members get. So you just need 30 years. You don't need to be hired before 1973. That's the change, really.
Okay.
John, you had
something?
Yes. Good morning, John. Having reviewed actuarial valuations at an early part of my career for some time, when I look at this as at this point in my life and looking at something like this, there's no real way I can look at all these numbers other than to see something that clearly is out of line relative to the numbers on either side of it. So my question is there something in here that you would direct us specifically to look at as being telling, setting a trend, something we ought to be aware of, as contrasted to, and I realize this is a summary of what we got at our last meeting, even expanding on that, is there something we as board members should be focusing on in this that is really unique from or different from last time?
No, I mean, it's only this one change we made here, as far as what we talked about 2 weeks ago. That's the only change from 2 weeks ago. So, I don't think there's really anything else to focus on, at least as compared to 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about generally or just the...
Well, it was a broad question,
okay.
Tended to
okay.
be. Not so much the change.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to page 6 of the report. report last time, and I sent Yale a quick note on it, found almost no changes in the summary results that you had presented, and I think a board really needs to focus on. So I'm asking it in the broadest possible way. In this valuation cycle, is there something that we didn't have in our summary that we're getting in various charts and indices and what have you that we ought to be looking at specifically?
Well, I think that I think if there's anything we need to be looking at, it would be listed in the significant issues in the report, the executive summary. I mean, just to and high level, a few things that happened in this valuation. There was changes in assumptions that were adopted in this valuation. There was a change to the mortality table mainly. That actually resulted in a cost decrease mainly for safety employers. That's one change that was in this valuation. This valuation also reflects the market value experience during 2018 through December 31st, 2018, which was not really a good time in the markets at that point in time. So this valuation does not reflect any investment experience after December 30, 2018. So that's another thing to be aware of. So as of December 30, 2018, there was about $500 million in deferred losses that we've not recognized in the actual value of assets yet. And those will be recognized in future valuations along with any additional investment experience that occurs, obviously. So I think those are the main two things to be aware of in the valuation. I would say those are kind of the two main things that occurred here that could also affect future years' results.
One of the things that struck me, and you just hit on it in reading that summary, was the significant impact on unfunded actuarial liability going from 1 year's failure to meet our interest rate assumption by, as I recall, about 9 points.
That's right.
From +7 to -2.
That's right.
And you think 9 points on $9 billion is $800 million that we now have to make up. And all it I think can do to us as a board is help us focus on how significant that is. Anyway,
you did
say that in that summary. So.
Yeah, I would agree. And, we always do some projections, usually five-year projections of the cost going forward for employers. We will continue to do those. It will show the effect of how those investment losses will affect future contribution rates. Other things that we can do, we can always illustrate risk. We can show what the impact is of earning 1 year. For example, if 0% or 1 year of earning more than the return, and show what impact it has on the rates. And yes, one year of a bad or a good return can have quite a bit of impact on the rates.
Okay, Scott,
did we receive any comment from Rodeo Hercules on the revision?
No.
Rodeo Hercules. I was wondering if the district had provided any comment.
Any other trustee comments or questions? Okay, this is an actionable item, so if someone would like to make a motion, please hit your mic. Okay. Scott?
I'll move acceptance.
Candace?
And I will second that motion after pressing my button.
There you go.
And being called upon.
Any questions or comments on the motion? Okay, let's call for a vote, please. Members can vote now, please. I have 9 votes, so can you close the vote? Okay, motion passes 9-0. Ayes were Anderson, McDonald, Holcomb, Phillips, Kroll, Watts, Gordon, Smithy, and Pigeon. Thank you. So with that, we'll move. Thank you, John.
Recording excerpted.